Hello, you reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Kieja. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Perfect. And can I have your first and last name?
Brianna Salcido.
All right. And can I have the spelling of that last name?
Salcido.
All right. And can I have a good callback number just in case the line gets disconnected?
951-543-1197.
All right, I have 951-543-1197.
Yes.
All right, Miss Brianna, would you like to get a mobile text today, which includes the estimated arrival time of your service provider?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And can I have your policy number?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to pull it up, but it's lagging. Okay, it is 0401-09-1701-03220.
All right, and can I have the last 6 digits of your VIN?
See if it will open. Can I get in on my truck? Oh, wait. It is. Oh. Alex, can you just go check with those? Wait, let me see if I have it in here. You know what? The truck that I'm driving right now isn't on my on this policy. Is
All
that
right,
gonna
so
matter?
yeah, that's actually is gonna be that means that you don't have roadside assistance for the vehicle that you need assistance for. So this would actually be a cash call.
Okay, well, I have it is insured and it's also through Mercury too, but it's under my parents' plan. So can I just give you that information then?
As long as the vehicle is listed for roadside assistance under
Yeah.
whoever's plan, that's fine. I just would still need that the
Okay.
last 6 digits of the vehicle that you're needing assistance for.
Okay, it is, let's see. Six digits. E as in Edward, 79085.
Okay. Is that policy number also your parents' policy number that you gave me?
No, so it's going to be a different one because that's mine.
Yes. It's going to be totally different.
Okay, so the policy number is 0401-09-170-155-186.
All right, give me one moment. My screen is loading. Can you verify the first and last name of the policyholder?
Yeah, it should be Deborah Traharn.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's a 2005 Ford F-150.
Perfect. And is it a pickup truck?
Yes.
Okay. And what color is it?
White.
And what seems to be the issue you're having with the vehicle?
I just blew a tire, like it's done. The whole tire, I don't know what happened, but it's just like off the whole truck almost.
Do you have a spare tire?
I don't think I have one in here. I don't think so.
All right. So what service are you requesting? A tow?
Yeah, just a tow to my house.
Okay. Give me one moment. So there are a couple questions that I'm required to ask. You can answer them just by stating yes or no. Is your vehicle in a parking garage?
Right now?
Yes.
No, I'm on the side of the road.
All right. Will your I'm pretty sure your vehicle still shifts out of park, right?
It's still what, I'm sorry?
Shifts out of park?
Yes.
All right, and is your vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive.
I'm sorry. And is this service a result of an accident?
What? I'm sorry. You're like going in and out. I'm so sorry.
Is this service a result of an accident?
No.
Okay, perfect. Will you be needing to ride back with the service provider?
Well, actually, as long as I don't have to be with the vehicle, I was going to have somebody come and pick me up so I don't have to sit here. Is that okay?
Yes. So you want this to be an unattended tow?
Yes.
All right. So I do want to let you know that with it being an unattended tow, you will have to leave the doors unlocked and the keys inside of the vehicle. Where would you like to leave the keys in the vehicle?
I'll just put them in the glove box.
Not only that, you also would have to also waive liability. Basically just stating that the moment that you leave the vehicle and between the time you leave the vehicle and the service provider arrives, that anything that happens in between that time with the vehicle, we or the service provider isn't responsible for anything. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, agree.
Perfect. And where are you currently located? If you can provide me with a direct address of something that's nearby, that could help, because you did state that you were on the side of the road.
Yeah, there is houses right here, so I can give you, like, an address, like I'm directly across the street from somebody's house.
Okay, that's perfect.
It's, let's see, 6149, and this is Bain Street, B-A-I-N Street.
And what city and state is this?
It's Riverside, California, and it's 92509.
All right, give me one moment. Okay, and you did state in the beginning of the call, well, in between the call, that you wanted to get it towed to your house?
Yes.
And what is that address?
I think so. It's 7926 Townsend, TOWNSEND Drive. And it's Riverside, California, and it's 92509.
All right. Is there any gate codes or apartment numbers that I need to be concerned about?
No.
All right. Give me 1 second. My screen is loading. All right, so I have you mapped and located. Your coverage miles is 15 miles. Right now, you're covered for the benefit. You're actually covered for it. The tow from the first provider that I have on screen. If there are any complications where you would actually have to pay, I would give you a call back. If not, you would receive a mobile text stating the estimated arrival time of the service provider. Is there anything else okay. I can assist you with?
No, that would be all.
All right. I want to thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.